My name is Andrew Glassop, and I'm 46, and I work at the Western Plains Cultural Centre.
And you've decided to go dry for July. Why?
I suppose three things. You know, my mother is a cancer survivor, so that does motivate me a little bit. Also, you always like to have, you know, a bit of a change. You know, change is good as a holiday. And it was also at the hotel on Friday night when we all decided that we'd do it.
Is there a chance you were inebriated when you agreed to doing this?
No, because I don't think any of us in the sort of the work where we are big drinkers. I don't sort of wander around the streets of Dubbo at 2 o'clock in the morning wondering where I am. So that, well, not anymore.
You're not the only person at the Western Plains Cultural Centre who's signed on to this. Is this a bit of a workplace agreement in a way?
It's a work choices, is it? No. That one's dead. I think so. I mean, it's good to have people to back you up because you can. It's, you know, it's easy to sort of, you know, slip up if you're just doing it by yourself. So I think all three of us will keep each other honest for the whole month. And we'll know on a Monday morning if someone hasn't been.
Terry Buckerfield is a senior team leader for drug and alcohol programs in the Dubbo region. So, Terry, tell me, what happens when we decide to have a few drinks?
Well, alcohol is a poison, basically. It's also considered a drug. And when we start drinking it, obviously it starts being absorbed a little bit in our mouth, and it starts to be absorbed into our stomach and then moves into the bloodstream. And, I mean, everyone would know that, you know, you have a couple of drinks, you get a little bit giggly, and because it has a impact on the brain where it just, I guess, chemically it's altering, you know, various pathways to make us less inhibited.
Hi, I'm Paul Andrews, and I'm a designer living here in Dubbo. It's mainly because of health reasons. Me and my partner have been trying to eat healthy and drink less. So I was drinking less anyway, so I thought this was a good opportunity to not drink at all.
What sort of benefits are you hoping to get from this month? Do you think you're going to feel better at the end of the month?
I think I'll definitely feel better and feel richer because I won't be spending so much money. I haven't had a drink for about a week, and I already feel quite good, a bit more alert and wanting to do more active type things. I hope I kind of probably stop drinking for quite a while or not drink as much after this month.
You come from an interesting situation where you're from New Zealand originally, spent lots of time living in London and other places overseas, and now living in Dubbo. How do you find the drinking culture here compared to other places?
Well, in London, it was quite big because of the industry I was working in. We drank a lot for clients and stuff. And here, I haven't really been out to many pubs here anyway. I don't really do that so much anymore. But I think it'll be definitely easier for me to stop drinking here than it would be overseas.
That's interesting, because I thought it might be the other way around.
Maybe it's just, I think it's just my situation where I was working in London.
What happens when we're having a hangover?
A hangover basically occurs when we've had too much alcohol for the amount of the amount of enzymes that the body takes to detoxify the alcohol out of the system. So there's an imbalance there. What happens is when alcohol goes into the liver, it's changed into a chemical called acetaldehyde. And that chemical that alcohol is changed into is more toxic than alcohol. So, you know, that goes around and affects our body, and then it sort of, perhaps if you like, dehydrates the brain. So you get a headache, you get, you know, nausea and all those sorts of things.
I'm Bronwyn Brown. I'm the Centre Coordinator at the Western Plains Cultural Centre. I think my main reason was that I was shamed into it by my colleagues, but I guess also for health reasons and just for the camaraderie of our workplace.
How much of a change is this going to be for you?
Sunday to Thursday, not much of a change, but a big change on Friday afternoon. That'll probably be a real social occasion for all of us, so that will be my tester. I guess it highlights the fact that when we go out and socialise, mostly it's around alcohol. So then you have to think, well, am I going to go out and drink, or how am I going to go if I go out all night and not have anything? So I think most things that we do revolve around food and alcohol, and it's kind of a bit of a tester to see, you know, how you'll go socialising without that.
Have you done it before?
No, I haven't. Don't even know if I'll be able to do it this time.
How much of a strain does alcohol and alcohol-related illnesses have on the medical system?
Well, some recent statistics from New South Wales Health in the previous 12 months suggest 59,950 alcohol-related hospitalisations across New South Wales. 14,518 were related to alcohol-related assaults, and 10,079 were alcohol-related domestic violence incidents. The rest would be, you know, people having car accidents, people falling over and breaking their bones, or, you know, having ulcers, or, you know, any other number of injuries that are caused. And that would be related to drinking too much. We're not talking about you know, moderate drinking levels. We're talking about, you know, like, I mean, your typical Friday, Saturday nights where, you know, people are just consuming huge amounts.
Hi, I'm Christian. I'm 36 and second day of Dry July. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, pretty excited, feeling fresher already, new attitude about it all, and, yeah, looking forward to it. I figure it's just a great way to raise some funds. It's also a good chance to give the old liver a rest. I love a beer, you know, so it's kind of good. I'll do it. It's all good.
How hard do you think it's going to be?
A lot of my mates love a beer, and, you know, I love hanging out with my mates, and, you know, watching the footy without a beer is going to be different. The beer culture in Australia is pretty, you know, it's quite high. Everyone loves a beer with their mates. I think I might just avoid them for the month to see them all in August.
Have you got any other coping mechanisms? Have you got a special non-alcoholic drink lined up for those times that are feeling a little stressful?
Sure, I went and bought a bunch of herbal tea yesterday, and I'm already up to about 9 cups over the last day and a half, so that'll be my coping mechanism.
So what about for those who are moderate drinkers and they've decided to go on Dry July? What sort of benefits is there in giving up alcohol for a month?
Obviously, you'll save a lot of money. Also, it gives the body time to repair. Even at moderate levels, alcohol does have an impact on the body, and a full month allows the body to recuperate and regenerate. It also gives the person the experience of being able to go out without having to drink.
Hi, I'm Lisa Minner. I'm 43 and I'm the Education Officer at the Western Plains Cultural Centre.
And Lisa, I believe you're the instigator behind Dry July at the Western Plains Cultural Centre. How much is everybody loving you this morning?
I don't think anyone's loving me very much at all. I had actually just finished reading a book called High Sobriety by Jill Stark, and I found that a really interesting read, and there were quite a few parallels with her drinking habits and some of mine in the past, not so much these days. I think it's good to stop every so often, and once I get in the zone, I'm pretty good. I look forward to it. It makes me want to exercise more. It makes me want to fine-tune other areas of my life. So I actually think I'll be fine. Probably in the last few years, I've gone alcohol-free for 9 months once, which surprised everyone, including myself.
And you weren't pregnant, I'd like to clarify.
No, I was not pregnant. Yeah, so I have done it before and I really enjoyed it. The one thing I did notice was it tends to bother other people more than it bothers you. When you're in the zone, I found sometimes, you know, other people were a bit cranky, for want of a better word, that I wasn't drinking. I don't know what that's about, but, yeah, it didn't bother me. Mind you, I do like to drink.
Did you notice that your drinking habits had changed at the end of the 9 months?
I think I may have had a couple of catch-up drinks. but, yeah, not so much. I mean, when you're in your 40s, I think you do slow down a little bit.
There's reports of people that, you know, they start off with dry July for a month, they end up not drinking for 2 years, some people then end up not drinking for 10 years, some people end up perhaps not drinking ever again.